welcome you into the Jaguars Jam. We start off with a view of the St. John's River, the Hart Bridge, Everbank Field in the foreground. They're getting set for the preseason Week 3 game this Thursday against the Carolina Panthers. From the St. John's River to the River Thames. Welcome in. J.P. Shadrick with you. Plenty to get to today. We've got the media conference on hold. We'll get to those questions. Some fan questions coming up as well for our guest today, Calais Campbell. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm enjoying life, man. Excited for camp. It's ending, you know, going to that third preseason game. Very excited.
Yeah, it's the dress rehearsal game, they say. So a little more game planning than normal this week?
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, it's different, but it's a lot better. You know, it's going against, you know, the formations and the stuff you'll see in the game, not really just going against the offense we've been doing for the last 4 weeks.
And Cam Newton will get some snaps, it sounds like, this week for the Carolina Panthers.
I like it. Want to go against the best.
No doubt. Let's get to the media conference in the UK exclusively today on the Jaguars UK Facebook page. Let's start off with Andy Warren. He's back with us this week from Mail Online. What's up, Andy?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Great. Calais, I was going to ask you about free agency, how you found the whole experience, why Jacksonville, and what you've made of your start in Florida.
It's been a great start. You know, I'm really happy with my decision. The team is great. You know, a lot of young talent. When I was looking into, you know, what team I want to go to in free agency, I want to go to a place I can win. And I really believe that Tom Coughlin is a winner. And when he got signed on here, you know, I knew he was going to build an organization that can win, you know, that's disciplined and focused and not committed to winning. And I looked at the talent, and I'm like, well, this team is very close. You know, I know the record doesn't show it, but, you know, when I see the players, excuse me, mm-hmm. when I see the players, I see the potential, you know, I feel like this was a perfect fit for me.
It's the first time you've been out really in the open free agency market, right? Because Arizona had brought you back a couple of times. It's a new world when you're out there and you don't have a place to go.
Yeah, it was a different experience. I didn't know what to think of it. I didn't know the process, how it was going to be. I was just excited to be a part of it. And, you know, it was tough. I mean, it happens real quick. Yeah. I mean, 3 days, you really have to decide. And really, it comes down to a couple hours. You know, I mean, you get some information in 3 days, you get to do research. But when it comes down to make a decision, they want it quick. And, you know, I made a decision, never looked back.
Let's go on down to the media conference call and get to Scott Wilson of Give Me Sport. What's up, Scott?
Hi, guys. Calais, you bring plenty of player experience with you to Jacksonville. Do you feel a responsibility to bring that winning culture to the Jags locker room?
Yeah. You know, first off, I want to win. You know, anytime, you know, I play football, I play to win. You know, it's fun for me. I enjoy it. But it's a lot more fun when you're winning. And, you know, I came here to try to help build a winning program, you know, and I see the pieces they put in place over the last couple of years. You know, I think, Dave Caldwell's done a good job bringing in, you know, great talent, drafting well, bringing in guys like Malik Jackson and Gibson from the year before. And then this year, you know, with the other guys that came in with me, you know, I feel like it's important for us to win because, it really comes down to, you know, all the things that have been leading up to this moment have to mean something, you know. And for me, you know, I take pride in my job, and they brought me here to help lead and help be an example on how to play football, how to be a pro, and I take my job very seriously.
Still a young football team around you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Guys like Dante and Yannick and Ngakoue on the D-line. Avery Jones has been around a few years, but still, you're the old man, no offense, on this defense, it seems like.
Yeah, I am, you know, and I'm still 30 for a couple, like at least another week and a half. And, you know, but I'm the old man, definitely, in the locker room, you know, and they tease me about it every day. And it's a badge of honor to get teased for being old. But the team is very young, and we still have a lot of growing pains. I mean, it's, you know, we're going to go through some growing pains. But at the end of the day, I'm very confident we'll be successful.
Let's go back to the conference call. Roger Goodson with Double Coverage. What's up, Roger?
Very good, thank you. Hi, Calais.
Hey, how you doing?
Just over 4 weeks' time, you'll be running out on the field at Wembley to face the Baltimore Ravens. What part of the trip are you looking forward to the most?
You know,
first time for you, right?
Yeah, this is my first time, so I'm very curious. I want to go back there and be a tourist, but this trip is going to be all business for me. You know, I mean, I, you know, I want to see the city. I want to get around and do things. But I told my wife that I'm going to be doing that after the season. We'll go back and take a trip. You know, I do have some family that's coming just because they want to go be tourists and have a good time. And I'm very excited for them. But for me, it's all business.
You've heard about the scene at Wembley, big stadium. What have you heard about the experience itself of the game?
Yeah, I hear it's very intense, you know, and it's very nice to, you know, be able to play in such a historic place. You know, a lot of guys on the team, you know, have told me just the energy in that place is live. And it's probably the one place where we have, like, it's a very big home field advantage that we get there, which is nice. You know, I'm looking forward to that because, you know, being a home game, you know, we want that crowd behind us. You know, we feed off the energy.
Back to the media conference call. Richard Graves from Sky Sports. What's up, Richard?
Hey, JP. Good to speak to you as well, Calais. I want to go back, if I can, to what you were saying about your new teammates, because for the last couple of years, we in the media have talked up the talents on this Jags roster at infinitum, and you've left a team in the Cardinals that were in a win-now mode and joined a team that haven't been to the postseason in 10 years. So what do you see your role as being on this defensive line, and what do you make of this roster that you've joined? Should we believe the hype? Is it as talented as we think it is on paper?
It is. You know, this is a very talented team, you know, but talent only takes you so far. You know, there's a lot of talented teams out there, you know, but we have so many pieces. If you look at down our defense, I mean, it's stacked, you know, and I see guys out there playing hard, you know, and doing great things. My job is to make sure that we play together and that we are accountable to each other. You know, I feel like football, you have to have that camaraderie, you know, you have to have that bond. And so my job is to teach these young, talented players how to play together, you know, how to build that bond, you know. And at least it's something that I take pride on, you know. I mean, my number one job is to go out there and make plays and affect the game, you know, and be an impact player. You know, I plan to do that as well as help other guys, you know, become impact players.
Let's go one more media question. We'll make another round through the media today. Nick Schepanek from the Sunday Times. What's up, Nick? Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Calais, just very interested to know when you were thinking about teams that you might join, how much did the Jags say about their commitment to London, and how much did that factor in your decision that they have made quite a commitment to playing in the UK for a number of years?
That was very interesting to me. You know, in my 9 years, I've never had a chance to play in London, but I always wanted to, you know, and I see that Arizona's going there this year as well. And I'm very excited for those guys, you know, but it's always something I want to do. I think it's cool being able to travel and play in different places and see different things, experience just like different cultures. And so it definitely is exciting to be able to travel and play that game.
One more run through the media conference call. We'll get to some fan questions coming up. I know you're excited to get back to the meeting room, Calais, right?
Yeah, got a big game.
It's very important, yes, no doubt. Let's start back at the top. Andy Warren, what's up?
Calais, you mentioned Tom Coughlin earlier as a big reason as why you moved to the Jags. But I was just interested, obviously he's not your head coach, but how much do you see of him sort of out on the when you're training, and what is his role in and around the team?
You know, he's around every day. You know, you see him. But Coach Marone has done a good job really establishing just a system that I think is very successful, you know, where we're very, you know, accountable for actions. But when I made the choice, I just knew that every time I played against a Tom Coughlin team, they were well organized and they knew every situation. They were just a good football team. And so I always admired that. So the decision was based off of just knowing that he's going to be prepared. He's going to make sure everybody in the organization is prepared. You know, it always starts up top, you know, and I think, you know, there's a lot of people here who are committed to winning, and they all kind of, you know, follow suit, you know. It's, you know, but I think, as always, you know, it starts up top and then goes downhill. You know, there's a hierarchy. And, you know, I know that, you know, that he was going to do some good things for us.
Yeah, he's you say that about his teams, that he's well, you know, well coached, organized. Well, you've said that about you. Your game, it was an impactful game that you had against the Giants at one point where you're making tackles and batting balls at the line and returning fumbles, and that made an impact on TC.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it goes both ways, that's for sure.
Let's get to Scott Wilson from Give Me Sport. What's up?
You're at Miami Hurricanes. They've got one of the best front sevens in college football right now. Yeah. What are your thoughts on those guys, and what advice do you have for them?
I think it's going to be a big year. You know, I think it's a year where we could surprise some people and end up in the college football playoffs. It's going to be tough, though, because ACC is a very tough conference. You have Florida State and Clemson, who are going to be tough to beat. Virginia Tech's going to be good this year. But I believe that our defense is going to be the top in the lead, or top in the NCAA. And, you know, my advice always is, man, I mean, leave it all on the field. You know, you don't hold back. And just be aggressive, you know. And I know that Manny Diaz and the defensive coordinator there, he's going to get those guys ready and make sure they're on point. And Coach Cool, the D-line coach, is going to make sure that the D-line is humming. And I'm excited to watch it.
Let's get to – I don't have any comment on the Hurricanes. I can't go – you know, we'll hold that for later. Let's go to Roger Goodgroves of Double Coverage. What's up?
Secondary question, you mentioned that Arizona are also coming this year. How do you think the extra time zone will affect their impact and the preparation for the London games?
Oh, it's good. I mean, it's always hard, you know, the time zone, especially the extra 3 hours. But the one thing I do know is BA is going to have those guys ready. You know, Bruce Arians, the head coach, he's going to have the guys ready, you know, and focus. I mean, part of, you know, you have to handle whatever situation it may be, you know, going to a different time zone. That's just, you know, one thing. I mean, you'll practice earlier that week, you know, when you're still in town, and get used to being, like, active during that time. So you'll be active on game day. It won't be a big difference.
Two more from the media. Let's go to Richard Graves one more time from Sky Sports.
Yeah, after last week's preseason game, Coach Marone made it clear that in his mind now it's an open battle for who starts under center come week one, Calais. When you were in Arizona, it wasn't always a locked-up position with Carson Palmer there. What are your thoughts on the issues Blake Bortles has been having, the outside noise surrounding the quarterback position, and what you can do as a veteran on this team to help that situation?
Well, I think one of the most important traits you can have as a quarterback is poise and being able to handle the noise. You know, that's just part of the business. You know, guys, you know, writers have to do their job. They're going to write stories. You know, a coach has to do their job. He's going to try to get the best players on the field. And, you know, I mean, each individual player has a job to do. And competition usually brings the best out of us all. And training camp is made for you to compete and earn your job. And, you know, you hear great players say it all the time, but you have to earn your, you know, you have to go out there and show that you're the best every single time you're out there on the football field. And there's always going to be competition. That's just the nature of the business. But at the end of the day, you know, I love the competition. I know that this team is hungry, and everybody here is excited for a chance to go out there and make it to the playoffs. And, you know, I'm sure that both the quarterbacks are very motivated to prove that they could be the team, the one that could lead us to the playoffs.
One final media question. Nick Schepanek with the final one today. What's up, Nick?
Hi, go Canes, by the way.
Yeah.
Just one thing. You talked about the young players in Jacksonville now. Obviously, young players, you know, can be exciting and can be a plus, but you need a certain number of veterans usually to have a winning team. I mean, how quickly do you think the young players can adjust, you know, even with you there to help out, and can that make them a winning team this season?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing is, even though we're very young, the young players have a lot of experience. You know, they've played a lot of games. They've been a lot of close games, you know, on the losing end. But one thing for sure is, you know, they know how to battle. You know, they've been there before. And so it's just, a small adjustments are going to make the difference. And that's all, I mean, really comes down to attention to detail and the small things, being disciplined in your gap assignment and doing your job. And I'm very confident the young players are going to, you know, grow, because I see it every day in practice. You know, I mean, the mistakes are less and less every day. And we have enough veteran leadership. They brought, you know, the front office has brought in a lot of guys who have been the leader on teams that they played before, you know, and have been a captain. Barry Church is an ultimate leader, a great leader, you know. And then I see Telvin Smith growing up to be, you know, a very intense leader. You know, he has that Ray Lewis type of swagger, you know, when he speaks, and people really gravitate towards him. So, you know, we have what we need. You know, it's just a matter of doing it.
Oh, he speaks all right. We had him on here last week, of course, Telvin Smith, nice, on the first one. Hey, the Brit Bowl is coming up this weekend, the British National Championship game for American football. The Tamworth Phoenix and the London Blitz, the Blitz playing in their 12th straight championship game. They're looking for their sixth national championship. That's coming up this Saturday. You can watch the live stream at doublecoverage.com/BritBowl31. That's over in Worcester. It'll be a fantastic weekend of football, actually Saturday and Sunday in Brit Bowl 31. Fan questions. We'll get a few in today before we get out of here.
Let's do it.
Let's start off with Sam Ellis 87 I think I know the answer to this one already, though. Which team do you look forward to playing the most during the season, and why?
Well, normally, I don't have a favorite team. Every game is very important. It's equally important. And no game is more important than others. I mean, the division games tend to, have a little more, importance. But really, every single play matters. But I am looking forward to playing in Arizona. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, you spent your whole career in Arizona. Yeah. You're going to get to it back.
Yeah, I mean, that energy in that stadium that day, the emotions I'm going to feel, I know it's going to be very intense. And I'm looking forward to it.
Two more questions from fans. We go to question two, Tom Oz 89. Do you guys have any particular pregame rituals that you always observe? Are you into pregame superstition, ritual?
I mean, being an athlete, you can't help but to do things a certain kind of way. There's definitely things that I do that I would say a routine. And when I do the routine, it feels like I'm going to have a better game. If I mess up my routine, then it's kind of off a little bit. But I won't call it a ritual because, I do mess up sometimes. It's not always the same. But home games are always better because you know what to expect. Away games is, every stadium is different, so your routine changes based off of what's available to you.
Hmm. Question three, final one today, Stefanos Prime in the UK asking, are you bringing the winners cookies from what they saw in the All or Nothing Cardinals show? What was that, Corey Redding's wife?
Yeah, Corey
right?
Redding, yeah.
Made cookies Priscilla when you Redding. Won games.
Yeah, yeah. It was, started out kind of a small thing. He just bring cookies in after we won, and they tasted delicious. And then we'll lose a game, he would bring them in. It's like, hold on, what's up with the cookies, man? It's Friday. We need the cookies. Me and my new wife discussed it, and it's possible. We're still trying to figure it out. That's a lot of cookies, though. That's a lot of time and effort. Corey Redding did a good job, him and his wife, making sure that they made enough because I always took more than I should.
Did you really?
I'm a D-lineman. I can get away with it, a little extra cookie or two.
Well, if it comes through this year, don't forget the radio booth. Okay, please? That'd be great.
Yes, sir.
Calais, good to see you. Thanks for coming on and doing this today.
Thanks for having me.
Calais Campbell joining us on Jaguars Jam. We'll talk to you next week.